This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A mother in Georgia, Brittany Patterson, 41 years of age, was arrested for allowing her 10-year-old son to walk a half a mile to the store. Is this really considered child endangerment? Peaks by Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and I don't know, I can't believe someone would get arrested for this. And the question I wanted to ask, 585-252-9800, if you have a 10-year-old, maybe younger, maybe a little older, how much freedom do you give them? Like, what are some of the things you allow them to do independently where others may frown upon it? Are they old enough at 10 to walk a half a mile and back? Are they old enough to stay home for an hour by themselves? Is it really worth getting arrested for and what this mom did? Yes or no?
So, okay, within bounds, I just feel like parenting is subjective.
Of course it is.
Obviously, there's laws, rules, regulations of like, no, you can't leave a 6-month old home alone. Like, that's obviously child endangerment. But when it comes to your child staying home alone, that is a case by case situation based on the parent, the child, the level of comfort, the level of responsibility. And I think that that is up for the parent to decide. What kind of like triggers me with this whole story is this would never, ever, ever be a thing 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. If you talk to your parents, if you talk to my parents, if you talk to anyone, they'll say, oh, when I was 9, I was walking to the store to get eggs and bread for my family.
With no shoes on. Yeah, we've all heard the story.
And I think that for this mom, Brittany, to get punished, she's getting punished for the world changing. You know what I mean? The world has changed a lot. Society has changed a lot. A, we're a lot softer than we were back then. B, there's a lot more weirdos in the world, or maybe there's not more, they're just more known and active.
Yeah.
And C, I don't think she should get in trouble for that.
Well, to get more into the story, if you're not familiar, the sheriff's department ended up calling this mom to say her son had wandered from their home into town. And the mother says it's okay. It's not a super dangerous stretch of road. He's done this before. And, you know, there's no reason for her to be concerned.
Right. Not like he's walking on a highway or something.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, according to her, she's got a responsible 10-year-old and he can handle himself. But then hours later, sheriff's department went back to the family's home where this mother, the mom was handcuffed, arrested and booked on suspicion of reckless conduct and forced to post $500 bail, all because her 10-year-old son walked up the road to the Dollar General by himself. I'm like, first of all, are we all forgetting that there's 6-year-olds in Japan that are walking 3 miles to the market to pick out what they're going to make their parents for dinner that night?
Yeah.
I think, you know, like you said, it's subjective.
Right. I agree with that fully. And like, it's a societal thing. Like, society has changed. Society has gotten soft and have more weirdos come out into the mix.
I know, and that's the one thing it's not that you don't trust your child, it's just everybody else around them. And I think this 10-year-old was very much capable of walking 15 minutes up to the street alone, but deputies ended up driving this kid home, and then they arrested the mom. So here's what's happening currently. Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson, this mother, signs a form that outlines a safety plan guaranteeing that her children would always be under a watchful eye. Ridiculous. And she says, I'm refusing to sign that form, and said she will contest the charge, which carries up to a year behind bars. I'm like, this is not right. She says, I did nothing wrong, and I'm going to fight for that. Patterson's lawyer says, rhetorically asked whether mothers and fathers now have to know the precise locations of their children at all times. Are all parents going to have to put a GPS on their child, he said. Because
in the words of the law.
Right. The parents get to decide for their children unless it is unreasonably dangerous, right? Like you said, it's subjective. You parent how you know how to parent. It's up to them to decide for their children, you know, unless it's like really putting them in harm's way.
There's a lot of rules and regulations you can put in place to keep people safe. That doesn't mean they're going to follow them. Like, everyone's supposed to wear a seatbelt in the car. But if you get in a car and you don't wear the seatbelt, that's your choice. You know what I mean? And also, not for nothing, I'm just so confused by, I'm looking at the sun right now with a picture of these two.
Yeah.
The sun looks 15. So I can't believe this kid's 10. And if he feels comfortable with it and you feel comfortable with it, that's all that should matter. It's not like she's forcing him against his will. Go to Dollar General right now for me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear from some of our listeners who are parents and have kids. How much freedom do you give them? Because this kid was 10 years old. 585-252-9800. I don't know. It really depends on how mature I think my kid would be to walk half a mile up the street and back. We used to walk home from middle school. That was a 2.5 mile walk.
Right. Are the kids getting arrested for walking home from school? This person says, it really depends on the time of day for me. Was the kid walking to the store at 3 a.m.?
No, it was in the middle of the afternoon. The sun wasn't even close to setting.
I don't.
Let me see here. Let's go over to a couple of people weighing in right now. Jamie says it's going to vary tremendously based on where you live. I'm downtown, and I feel a bit anxious about my own grown husband walking alone. If I lived in maybe Webster or maybe Greece, I would feel more comfortable allowing my 11-year-old to walk to the corner store.
Well,
it is.
That's for you and your family to decide. And if you feel comfortable letting him do that, given your area, your demographic, who's around you, pop all the way off. Should you get arrested if you choose to let that happen? I don't think so.
By the way, this did take place in Georgia, so I don't know what their laws are like, but it seems like they're pretty strict. We got a listener that says, I'm way too overprotective of my almost 10-year-old daughter. And I know it is something I need to work on gradually in the next few years before she starts high school, but I will not let her take the bus alone. I prefer to drive her. And she's not allowed to do sleepovers at friends. I have a hard time trusting other people, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Who else is here? My son is a little older. He's 11. I do not let him roam around as such, but he's allowed to do pretty much what he wants within our area. We live in Fairport. He can go to a friend's house and walk there. He can go to the mall, etc. I just have to know where he is at all times.
Right.
And most of these kids, too, today have phones, so you're tracking them regardless.
Right. I don't know. This is a crazy topic. But I think it's so relatable. And I think it's what didn't we just talk about this, or was I talking about this with somebody else? It's not your job to tell other parents how to parent. You can't do that as a parent. I don't think you can do it as a law. Like, there's no laws in place. Endangering the welfare of a child is pretty broad. If there's direct harm to them, they're abandoned, they haven't eaten, they're neglected, for sure. Walking to the store,
yeah,
can't
I don't know.
Say that.
It's ridiculous. And yeah, we had this conversation this past Friday on the show with Parental Confidential on another mom hitting her child
in another
woman's home.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't do that in my house. It made me uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, don't tell me how to parent. And then around we go.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, in my opinion, this mom getting arrested, totally just over the top. People are going to parent how they choose to parent.
And honestly, like, kudos to her for sticking to her guns. She's not signing that.
No, she's not.
She's risking it for the biscuit. She might be going to jail. Like, we don't know. We'll follow this story closely.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 55 for the high today. A 34-year-old man is due in court accused of robbing a woman who was sitting in her car in a parking garage outside Rochester General Hospital. I think most of us remember that story from October 28th when that took place. And Monday morning's court appearance, that's today, is another step toward either a trial or a plea. But Isaiah Weathers is facing six charges, including robbery, obstruction of breath, and reckless endangerment.
Obstruction of breath, very specific.
He's accused of beating and choking a hospital employee and then stealing her car the morning of the 28th. And Rochester police say the woman was sitting in her Kia. I mean, what other type of vehicle could she possibly be sitting in, right? Mm-hmm. He got in, threatened to hurt her if she did not leave. Police say, of course, she fights back, but ultimately she gave the keys up and Weathers drove off, leading police on a chase. Weathers went on parole. First of all, this guy had been serving 11 years for robbery and carjacking-related offenses, right? Mm-hmm. He had been behind bars up until this point. As soon as he gets out, what does he do?
He robs.
He beats a woman and then steals her car. Hopefully, the court works its way through the process. And obviously, 10 or 11 years in custody did not stop this guy from his violent way. So hopefully the process works out in a way that we can somehow prevent him from creating more victims.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Out in our society. That came from, those are the words of RPD Captain Greg Bellow. And he says, violent robberies, especially violent carjackings, they're not too common in Rochester. If you do find yourself in a robbery, police say always give up the car, the wallet, or whatever else they want, because it's just not, it's not worth your life.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I know, I'm, listen,
will he appear in court? Well, find
I've
out.
I've always thought about, if I put myself in a situation, what that might look like. You know, if someone were to come at me or rob me, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But when you're in that situation, you don't.
CVS on Park Ave. Holds the door open for the robber. It's like, have a nice day, sir. Bye.
I'm just having flashbacks about that day. I mean, this guy was running right
honestly,
towards me.
All the credit to you, though. I would scream and run and cry.
I was like, I'm going to take this guy out right now.
You like start giving him more things to rob.
I moved to the side, held the door open. Have a nice day, sir. All right, coming up on the show, do you think athletes deserve to make the money they make? So many people took issue with Tyson making $20 million, Jake Paul $40 million from their fight on Friday night, if that's what you want to call it. But do you think they deserve to have made out with $60 million collectively from a 16-minute fight? Let us know your thoughts. We're going to talk about it coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Is it just me or did anyone else get pissed off watching that Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight Friday night? If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the fight between them was them hugging each other. And I barely saw any actual punches other than a couple of times. I didn't see anyone get a nosebleed, nothing. And people who were actually there on the floor seats paid about $33,000 a ticket for floor seats. So if you missed it, 58.
$33,000.
Well, there was a couple people where they had special boxes on the floor right in front of the ring. Those were like $2 million. But I don't feel bad for those people. They got the money. If you missed it, 58-year-old Mike Tyson never just really got out of first gear. Okay. He went up against 27-year-old YouTuber Jake Paul. And they were unwilling or unable to finish the, you know, knocking each other out. The fight went all 8 rounds. It was 2 minutes a round. Jake Paul won. It was a unanimous decision. I'm like, oh, what a shocker. I mean, you got Tyson, who's retired. He's almost 60 years old. He comes out in knee compressions. I'm like, oh, I think we know what's going to happen here. Really? Were we all that surprised? What a shocker. We spent most of the night waiting for Netflix to get done buffering.
Yeah, what was the tea with that? A lot of people were upset.
Because it would like sit on 5% loading. I'm like, if they ever decide to stream the Super Bowl on Netflix, we're all in trouble.
We're all in trouble.
It was such a bad idea. I'm like, I don't know, what, 80 million people watch this fight? What did Netflix not have meetings up to this point?
Right. Say,
you know what? What if we have an overload of streamers? What would happen?
Well, my question to you and everybody is, most of these fights, you know, this is not Jake Paul's first rodeo. He does it all the time, right? And a lot of the fights are, when it comes to wrestling and fighting and MMA, they're pay-per-view.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I miss. You had to pay for these fights. They were pay-per-view. You had actual commentary. The people that were
coming. So who's paying for this?
You have a lot of people that are basically all, you know, endorsements. There's a lot of trade going on. Celsius was... like, I mean, they were everywhere. They paid two guys to sit in the front row just to drink Celsius. So every time the camera went over to them, they were drinking a can.
Okay.
I'm like, So I think the one complaint, though, was that was not a good idea to put this on Netflix.
Right.
Because like I said, I spent a majority of the night waiting for Netflix to get done buffering. But remember what happened with the live outage when they did this with Love is Blind? I think it was season 4 or 5.
Yeah, I do.
Nobody
remember.
Could watch it. Nobody could watch it because it took over an hour and a half to get the streaming up. Mm. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And the question I want to ask was, they collectively made about $60 million from this fight. I don't know how Jake Paul got paid more, but he got $40 million. Tyson got $20 million. Great payday for 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. Great payday. Most people are like, they didn't deserve it. I'm like, how do you figure? I think they 100% deserved it.
Right. See, I don't know the whole realm of sports and money. Like, I don't know what any football player makes. I don't know what any MMA player or fighter makes, but I know it's a lot. I just don't the math isn't mathing for me.
How so?
Of like, where are we getting $60 million to pay these people if you're not
advertising?
I know, but if you're not selling the fight. Well, I don't know. They're leaving money on the table.
No, they're not. Do you know how much money like Celsius probably paid to just be all over the ring and people on? I mean, it was everywhere. There's so much money in advertising. Mm-hmm. And 585-252-9800. How many of you agree with this? What Rich is about? Rich just texted in right now and says, "I think." Let me see. Oh, here, right here. I honestly can't believe that Tyson just made $20 million off that fight while the other guy made 40. There is something seriously wrong about that. There are Americans busting their asses with 2+ more jobs, struggling to put food on the table to feed their families, yet two boxers who mostly spent the night hugging each other inside the ring gets millions of dollars for a short duration fight. Mm-hmm. But that's what happens when you have two people who bring in millions and millions of dollars in advertising.
Right.
They're going to get a big payday. They deserve a piece of the pie. And I've been hearing that a lot. They didn't deserve it. How do you figure? This is what happens with athletes. People say they get paid a gazillion dollars for playing a game. That's how people try to simplify it, sure. But what all of these athletes are really doing is they're getting their cut for generating millions of dollars into the league.
Yeah.
And the point is, there's no NFL or $18 billion a year without superstars like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. They're bringing that money in, so of course they're going to get a cut of it. And so many people are so quick to say they don't deserve the money, but yeah, I think they do.
There's so many people in this world who are underpaid and overworked, and I'm sorry if you're one of them. But these people clearly, I mean, they got to where they are because they didn't settle. They didn't, I mean, they had to at some point, right? You got to work your way up to the top,
yeah, but
know your worth, add tax.
You can go to any place in the entire world and say, do you know who Mike Tyson is? And they're going to say, yeah, he's the greatest boxer ever. But yeah, like I was saying, if a sports league was making, you know, $50 million off of one player each year, and the player was only getting paid $150,000 a year, how well do you think that would go over? Let's go over to Jill real quick. Jill says, this is a similar argument for female athletes who think they should make as much as male athletes. They get paid based off the revenue slash fans that they bring in. And I constantly hear, oh, teachers, soldiers, and other professions should get paid more than athletes playing sports. While I agree some careers are underpaid, it has no relation with athletes making millions. It's not like they don't donate a lot of their time anyways, or money. They do. They do that.
Wait, Moose, this is crazy. This texter wrote, Logan Paul, Jake's brother, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
Has his own brand of drink, Prime, and he posted on the Instagram story saying that he was told he would be forcibly removed if he drank it at the fight. That's yes. How much Celsius paid.
Correct.
To be there.
You had people in the front row who were just drinking Celsius, and the camera would go to them every 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. That takes a ton of money to do that.
Right.
This is one of the biggest fights that has ever been watched. And when you have your product name all over the ring for everybody to see, that's some serious coin where they could easily afford to be like, Jake Paul, you need $40 million? Yeah, no problem. Tyson, $20 million? Yeah, we can swing
$60
million.
Does it work, though? I guess that's the question.
We're all talking about it. We all knew what the main product advertisement was. Celsius. Matt says, blaming athletes for getting overpaid is like if I blamed my parents for not buying me as many toys as my rich neighbor. Hannah, did you see the fight? Nah.
No.
Not a big boxing girl, huh?
No, I'm pro-peace, anti-violence.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to shut your mic off real quick. All right. Thank you guys so much for texting in on this, because honestly, a lot of us were really disappointed. Sebastian Maniscalco was at Blue Cross Arena Friday,
mm-hmm.
and he came out and was like, yeah, I know a lot of these women forced their guys to show up tomorrow, or showed up tonight. He's like, come on, the Tyson fight is on. And a lot of people, I was like, first of all, it doesn't start till 11. We got out of there at 9:30.
Yeah.
And we had to sit through, but there was these women boxers that were boxing, and they killed each other. And they were probably, that was the best match to watch leading up to the Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
Was that on Netflix too?
No, it was four matches.
Oh. Okay.
They all started at like 8 o'clock.
In L.A.? Is that why it was at 11 here?
No, this was in, where were they? Texas?
Oh, God. Okay. I think
they were at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Interesting. Didn't watch it. Glad I didn't. Sounds like a waste of time. Thank you so much for the recap.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.